Network. Together, we are building a better Zambia.
Up next, News Bulletin.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
The evening main news bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
The Information and Communications University is complementing government effort in promoting legal and safe mining for all Zambians. ICU is offering a short practical training course to artisanal and small-scale miners and those who intend to venture into mining. This training covers identification of rocks and minerals, mining operations and equipment, health and safety in mining, environmental protection, licensing and compliance, qualification, national registration card, NRC. Apply now at www.icuzambia.net. For more information, contact the ICU School of Mines, Department of Artisanal and Small Scale Mining at +260 763 302 596 or +260 973 263 492. For analysis of mineral samples, contact the ICU School of Mines Laboratory at +260 973 263 492 or +260 977 833 434.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for keeping it One Love Radio, the news. Government to protect information integrity ahead of the 2026 general elections. Government cancels 3,000 mining licenses. Mass burials have been taking place since Wednesday morning in Nigeria's western state of Kwara. Zambian judokas Zulu and Kabinda head to Paris Grand Slam. With the news in detail, my name is Kondwani Maplanga. The Zambian Empowerment Hub for Entrepreneurship and Skills Training, ZEHEST, has called on government, private sector players and development partners to prioritize investment in youth empowerment and environmental sustainability, citing their importance to Zambia's long-term development. The organization emphasized that empowering young people while safeguarding the environment is essential for driving inclusive economic growth and building resilient communities. Speaking on behalf of the organization, ZEHEST Executive Director and Founder Mr. Clarence Monde Muziamba says that youth empowerment and environmental protection go beyond social responsibility and are critical economic drivers. He noted that strategic investment in skills development, entrepreneurship and sustainable environmental practices can unlock the potential of young people and contribute to a stable and prosperous future for the country. He says ZEHEST continues to implement programs focused on entrepreneurship, development, skills training, mentorship and environmental conservation.
By investing in youth empowerment and environmental sustainability, we can unlock the potential of our young people, promote economic growth, and ensure a sustainable future for all. As ZEHEST, we are committed to promoting youth empowerment and environmental sustainability through our various programs and activities. Our organization provides training, mentorship, and support to young people to equip them with the skills and knowledge needed to succeed in their chosen careers. We also promote environmental sustainability through tree planting, waste management, and other initiatives. We urge stakeholders to join us in this effort by investing in youth empowerment and environmental sustainability.
Now, Zambia Sugar Corporate Affairs Director Eugene Chungu has assured former employees who contributed to the Zambia National Provident Fund, ZNPF, that they will receive their pension payments in case where underpayments are confirmed. Mr. Chungu says the company has been settling outstanding pension claims on an ongoing basis, but acknowledged delays in processing due to difficulties in retrieving archived records needed to validate claims. To accelerate the process, he says Zambia Sugar had engaged 30 interns and would recruit an additional 10 to provide further support. He disclosed that close to 1,000 applicants had already been validated, with NAPSA set to begin contacting them individually to provide updates on their claim status.
So the people we paid the last time we spoke about having paid people, obviously those were
The Ministry of Information and Media has intensified coordinated national efforts to safeguard information integrity ahead of the 2026 general elections, with a focus on combating misinformation, disinformation, and emerging digital threats. These measures involve a multi-sectoral approach that brings together government institutions, the Electoral Commission of Zambia, civil society, media bodies, academia, technology partners, and the United Nations, demonstrating the country's commitment to protecting democratic values and ensuring access to credible information. A key development is the effort establishment of the Zambia Action Coalition on Information Integrity in Elections in November 2025, which is spearheading coordinated responses to information threats, strengthening digital resilience, and addressing risks such as AI-generated deepfakes and online manipulation. Principal Public Relations Officer at the Ministry of Information and Media, Shamwinda Tembo, says the combined initiatives provide a strong framework for defending democracy and promoting informed decision-making.
As Zambia prepares for the 2026 general elections, the Ministry of Information and Media has outlined a major national effort to protect the integrity of information and strengthen democracy. A key achievement is the establishment of the Zambia Action Coalition on Information Integrity in Elections. This united front brings together government, the Electoral Commission of Zambia, civil society, media, and technology partners to combat misinformation, disinformation, and digital threats like AI-generated deepfakes. Central to this effort is the Landmark Access to Information Act, now in effect. This law empowers every citizen, journalist, and organization with the legal right to access information held by public authorities.
Government has cancelled around 3,000 mining licenses for failures to meet statutory obligations since 2024. The affected license holders reportedly did not comply with conditions set out under the Mines and Minerals Development Act. Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development Permanent Secretary Hapenga Kaweta says of the cancelled licenses, 1,200 holders have lodged appeals against the decision. Dr. Kaweta says the cancellations are part of a broader reform program aimed at improving governance, accountability, and transparency in the mining sector. Member of Parliament for Jigankata constituency, Jacqueline Savao, says engaging constituency office and traditional leadership in resolving challenges affecting local communities centered on infrastructure development, access to social services, and community-driven initiatives, it's improved livelihoods in the ward. She emphasized the importance of inclusive leadership and acknowledged the critical role traditional leaders play in grassroots governance and community mobilization. The Member of Parliament noted that sustained dialogue with village headmen